Right now, though, we're going to look at the Palestinian reaction to the meeting that took place between the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of the United States at the White House. And to do that, Itamar Marcus comes mic side with us. He heads up an organization, Palestinian Media Watch. They're involved in monitoring the Palestinian media, both the print media, the electronic media. He stays on top of what's happening. Itamar, I want to ask you about the one-state, two-state situation in a moment, but first give us the first reaction coming out of the Palestinians about this Trump-Netanyahu meeting.
Well, surprisingly, the Palestinian Authority is a little bit fearful of Trump, and this is very interesting because in the past they would criticize American leaders very, very freely, but now they realize that he might actually treat them as they should be treated. He might actually declare them a terror organization. They are a little bit hesitant to attack him verbally, as they have American policy in the past. So what we're getting is sort of a switch. The top leadership of the Palestinian Authority is making minor comments of criticism, or we have to wait and see. The newspaper, the official newspapers, are having stronger criticism, calling him racist, calling him a fool, and other insults. But at the top level, they're concerned, and I think that's a good sign. It means that they recognize that Trump is not going to blindly accept all of the things that the Palestinians have done in the past, like previous presidents have done. And this might be a sign that there might be some change down the line, Palestinian behavior.
You know, it was interesting to notice that the president mentioned the Palestinian children being taught from early on in their life how to hate the Jewish people. And that's a part of the whole propaganda ploy that Palestinian media has been involved in. It looks like that it may not be working out the way they would like it to.
Well, we were very pleased that he said that, because that is the message that we have been giving to the American government for years, and we've been hearing that message from members of Congress and Senate who we've been meeting with, and we heard it actually in the past from other presidents. We heard it from President Bush, but it's been a long time since we've heard it. The entire Obama period, he would speak in general terms. He would talk about incitement, but he wouldn't be as concrete as that. He wouldn't describe what it is, teaching children to hate, et cetera, et cetera. And that's a fantastic change, because if we're going to have an administration that's going to call the Palestinians out and for very, very specific problematic behavior, I think that's excellent. And I'm sure Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is constantly receiving our material, I'm sure he brought that up and showed him, and might have even shown him some of the videos that we have supplied the Prime Minister's office. I know Netanyahu has shown the videos publicly in the past, and it just a few minutes of videos tell such a strong story and leave an impact on the people who have seen them for a very, very long time, and I would hope that he actually did that.
Well, indeed, I hope that was the case as well, and I have to say congratulations to you and your team for putting this together. I'm sure that if he saw any of that on video, it had to come from the source there, palwatch.org, and I praise the Lord for the fact that we have a relationship with you as well and can keep the body politic of the world informed on this. Well, let's get now back to the main story. It seemed to me as I was watching the news conference that Donald Trump simply dismissed the idea of the only way was a two-state solution. In fact, he said, well, two-state, one-state, whichever you guys think would be the best. What are your thoughts, and how are the Palestinians reacting to that?
Well, it's just there's been a lot of mocking of that as well, because when he said a one-state solution, who knows what he meant? I mean, there are so many different possibilities that that Israel could live within a one-state solution. For example, the state of Israel has basically all of the land that is under Israel right now, in within the state of Israel, as well as within Judea and Samaria, that is under Israeli rule, which is called Area C. All of that could be very easily incorporated into the state of Israel as one larger state, and that would leave areas, what's called Areas B and A, for the Palestinians, and they wouldn't really need a state. They could be confederated with Jordan. so that they would get their civil rights, their voting rights, through some confederation with Jordan. They could be called part of the state of Jordan. They could be called autonomy, where they would run their own lives. But they couldn't have a state, because how could you have a state with people who want to turn it into a terrorist state? A state means autonomy in the sense of open borders. They would be bringing in weapons, who knows what kind of weapons, chemical weapons, you name it, they would bring it in there to try to cause damage for Israel. So Israel can't afford to allow a free, independent state, but it could afford to give them complete civil autonomy, which is what we're trying to give them right now, without any military potential. So that could be a solution. So there are many different solutions. What the Palestinians are doing is they're mocking it, saying, okay, give us a state, meaning all of Judea and Samaria would be annexed by Israel, and then the Palestinians believe that at some point they would become a majority, and then they would take over the state of Israel and rename it Palestine. So that's the way they looked at the one statehood message. It certainly is true that if Israel were to absorb all of those Palestinian Arabs in the in Judea and Samaria, and then in Gaza as well, the Jewish majority would be very slim. So that's not what anybody is really recommending. No one wants to have a state with citizens who don't have full rights. So people are talking about absorbing within the state of Israel, the areas that Israel today is under complete control, and the areas that are under the Palestinian Authority would have to have some kind of definition of self-rule, but it would be less than a total independent state, because that would be too dangerous.
Well, what about the Arab League? They've come out and rejected it automatically, no one state solution. And the PLO, they had their meeting. They said the alternative is bloodshed if they have to go to one state. What about those reactions?
Well, again, it depends on what specifically that one state would be. If they're talking about the one state where Israel was, as I described, of course the PLO would not be happy. On the other hand, the PLO has always used bloodshed and threats of terror any time there was something that they didn't like. So the fact that they're threatening terror again is not surprising. They've been threatening it about the move of the embassy to Jerusalem. Whenever they see something political that they don't like, they threaten to use terror.
Well, meanwhile, the Hamas has just appointed a military leader among the radical Islamic terror group Hamas to head up and be in charge of the Gaza Strip. That's not a good move for Israel, is it?
It's not a good move. On the other hand, Hamas was always radical. We've had three wars in the last number of years with Hamas, basically about a year break in between each war. The only hope for Israel with Hamas was that there would be a more pragmatic leader who wouldn't bring his people into war so frequently. That seems to be what we've lost here. They're all just as radical, but some have a little bit of pragmatism with them. He seems to be radical without the pragmatism. So potentially it could mean that he will pull the trigger and start another fight at a sooner date. We'll have to see. The Hamas lost a lot of prestige, because initially they were popular after the war, but when everyone saw the destruction and devastation and it hasn't yet been rebuilt, Hamas has lost a lot of popularity. Hamas today is, in some recent poll that we just saw, Hamas is actually less popular than the Palestinian Authority right now. And that to a large extent, that's because the destruction in Gaza was brought up by them and hasn't yet been fixed. So we'll see. We can't tell exactly how bad it'll be. We'll have to see what kind of statements and what kind of activities we see in the future.
Yes, neither Itamar nor myself are prophets nor sons of prophets, and that's why we continually have Itamar on the air with us to analyze what is taking place as he and his team continue to monitor the Palestinian media. Itamar, thank you very much for this report, the reaction of the Palestinian people on the Trump-Netanyahu meeting at the White House. We'll talk again soon, buddy.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.